Hello, this is Anthony Lopez.
Yes, Mr. Lopez, would you state your name again and your ADC number for the record?
Rachel Lee Lopez, 155663.
Thank you so much, Ms. Lopez. You appear before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for your revocation hearing this afternoon regarding the one allegation on your warrant. And based upon information we have, you should have been notified of this hearing back on June 19th of this year. Do you remember that notification, ma'am?
Yes, sir.
And it stated on there, among other things, that you could obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense to represent you. We don't see one in the room today. May I assume that you're going to represent yourself this afternoon?
Yes, sir.
As you can see, you cannot see us today since we're doing this by telephone. Therefore, I would like to introduce the board members, although you won't be able to see them, but you will know who's participating in your hearing. And they are the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson, the Honorable Ms. Neal Rittenhouse, the Honorable Mr. David Neal, the Honorable Mr. Rui Kiwanis, and my name is C.T. Wright. I'm going to serve as your lead. We also have in the room with us today Mr. Westby, the Honorable Mr. Westby, representing the Department of Corrections as well as the Parole Officer of the Day. Ms. Lopez and Mr. Westby, do both of you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God, or do you still affirm?
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. And can you hear me okay, Ms. Lopez?
Yes, I can, sir. Thank you.
I'm glad. Okay, it's working. Okay. You have one allegation on your warrant. I'm going to read it. Once I read it, would you tell me whether it's true or false? And it reads that you have violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 2, as demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to report in for a face-to-face contact visit on or about April 4, 2018. As verbally or written, directed on March 21st, 2018. Your whereabouts was unknown, though she was suspended from supervision. Ma'am, is that true or false?
That is true, sir.
Thank you so very much. Based upon the admission of Ms. Lopez, I move to find that she violated the terms and conditions for supervision, that she was delinquent, that she had or may have lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Motion by myself, C.T. Wright, seconded by the Honorable Mr. Neal, agreed by the Honorable Mr. Johnson, the Honorable Mr. Kiwanis, and the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse. Now, ma'am, we're preparing to go into phase two of your hearing. We're going to ask that you remain quiet. We're going to receive some testimony and background information on you from the Department of Corrections. Once we receive that, then we're going to come back, talk with you, before you make a decision, whether to revoke your community supervision or to continue your own supervision. So please remain quiet at this time. Mr. Westby, would you provide us with some background information on Ms. Lopez?
On February 26, 2018, Ms. Lopez was released from the Arizona Department of Corrections. She was arrested May 29, 2018 by Tucson PD on a new felony charge of possession of dangerous drugs and possession of drug paraphernalia. She was back in DOC custody June 8, 2018 with an adjusted community supervision end date of August 19, 2018, 55 abscondes. Current conviction, 2017, dangerous drug violation, 1 year. Prior convictions, 2000, shoplifting, 1 year. 2007, trafficking and stolen property, 2 years. This is her third term at DOC. CUIR score 2-1, mental health score 3 with SMI noted, substance abuse score 3. There's no medical information noted. Prior term of supervision, 2001, TIS release completion, 2 months. 2008, TIS completion, 6 months. Her disciplinary violations are minimal. Other arrest, 1996, assault, Arizona, misdemeanor conviction, probation. 2002, marijuana violation, Arizona, county jail. 2002, drug paraphernalia, Arizona, county jail. 2004, trafficking and stolen property, Arizona, disposition unknown. Her community risk score is a G1B1. I do have status of charges from Officer Gomez, dated June 20th, 2018, that states, case was dismissed without prejudice on June 7th, 2018, so there is a possibility that the charges can be refiled.
Thank you so very much.
May I just ask, Mr.
Mr. Weskey, what was the projected community supervision end date? Because we're showing September 2nd. Just wanted to clarify, you said August 19th.
Yeah, let me go and check your names.
Thank you, Dr. Eggers.
Thank you for picking that up.
Make sure that's not a typo.
They're so different, it doesn't seem like it would be just a typo.
We'll be right with you, Ms. Lopez, we're just trying to get something straightened out here.
Can I ask a question when you're done?
Okay, yes, ma'am. You want to go ahead and ask it now, but I'm going to move forward.
The charge of the dangerous journal of Virginia, that was dropped, you did know that, right? The one that they put me in Pima County Jail in May of 28th of this year, you know, that was, it was dropped to a misdemeanor?
Okay, well, I think you said it was dropped, but they do have the right to refile it if they so desire, but no, it's...
Oh, is that what you said? I didn't understand. Okay, thank you. Thank you for clearing that up.
The criminal that I'm seeing here is confirmed. It looks like there was an adjustment regarding the all-time stop date on there. And it says here, this is as of June 12, 2018, final release confirmation set for community supervision end date of 8/19/18. So there was, it appears that time comp had an adjustment, was received, adjusted from the all-time stop date was 4/4/18. So, it says 55 days abscond, which we have. Drop hold is now returned by CCD of
8/19/18. Okay.
So what was that date? I'm sorry.
Now, what he was saying is, based on information we have, and you can always check with your CO3 so that they can fix time comp, is that your release date is possibly August the 19th. Which
oh, okay.
But that's what that's we showed, okay. But you might want to check it to make sure that that is correct.
I already have, and that's what they told me, sir.
Okay, well, we just want to make sure we're together. Thank you so very much.
Thank you very much, Mr. Espy.
Okay, so now let us just talk a few minutes. What we show is that, and you're probably looking at the same thing that I am, and that when you were released to stay with your husband, Mr. Lawrence Lopez, and that was at 431 East Rodeo Drive in Tucson, Arizona. Did you remain at that residence all while you were out, ma'am?
I did until he threw me out like a week and a half later. It's like 2 weeks later he threw me out. He was bringing people into the house while I was asleep, so I stopped taking my psychiatric meds. After I stopped taking my psychiatric meds, I don't really remember too much from there.
Okay, well, we're sorry that he threw you out. Okay, and where did you go once you had to leave that residence, ma'am?
I went and stayed with some friends, and like I kind of jumped around from friend to friend.
Okay, and it seems to me that you were doing some work as a housekeeper for about 10 hours a week, is that correct?
Yes, sir, actually a little, yeah, that was correct.
Did you do that very long, or that was just 1 or 2 weeks?
No, I did that the whole time I was out.
Oh, okay. Well, we're glad to hear that. So you were working about 10 hours a week, am I correct?
Actually, about 20.
About 20, oh, well.
Yeah, about 20 hours a week.
Oh, okay. Well, that's great. And we also show that while you're out, you received referral from Social Security Department. Did anything happen with Social Security Department since you were referred there? That was a referral.
Yes, I'm still waiting on the response on that. I've been denied twice, but I have physical and mental, basis for my claim. So I'm still waiting on that. So the next day after I get out from here, from the Department of Corrections, I will be going straight over there and checking the status on that.
Okay.
And my Kodak behavioral health is where I take my psychiatric meds, and I see a psychiatrist every 3 months. And they're going to give me housing. I already spoke with them while I was out. And when I was not in contact with my parole officer, I went to Kodak and asked for help. And they said they're going to give me housing. So I'm going to have housing.
We're glad to hear that, because we definitely don't want to see that on the streets, and so
it's
important to have housing. If you don't mind, since you mentioned it, what is your situation in terms of your SMI? What have you been diagnosed with, ma'am?
I have, I'm a bipolar. I have PTSD, depression. Other than that, that's all that they've told me so far.
And while you were out, if I heard you correct, or please correct me if I'm wrong, when you were resigned with your husband, sometimes you were not on your medication, am I correct?
You're correct, yeah. I thought he was bringing people in the house at night. Well, because when I take my meds, I sleep and I don't hear anything. It knocks me out. So one night I woke up and there was, he had somebody in the house, and like 2 o'clock in the morning. So after that day, I stopped taking them because I was trying to catch him bringing people in while I was asleep. So I left the home and I stopped taking my meds because I didn't want to be asleep with people in the house.
I do understand that. Now at this time, are you taking your medication now since you've been incarcerated?
Yes. About a month and a half now, yes, sir.
Does it happen? Do you feel much better now? Do you feel normal?
I feel normal. I feel productive and normal and clear-headed, yes.
Well, you sound productive, you sound normal, so I just wanted to ask. I take note that while you were out, you did not have any UAs, did you? So,
No, I did not.
Okay. So I'm making an assumption, and then you correct me. Once you're released, whether the board does it now or in August, do you have your own apartment that will be furnished for you, and do you plan to continue to do housework, or are you just going to rely on Social Security at that point, ma'am?
I'm going to do both. I'm going to keep fighting for my claim, and I'm going to also be, I have my own cards, make business cards and everything for my housekeeping business, and I have 4 clients that are steady.
Oh, okay.
So if the 20 hours I work a week, I charge about $20 an hour, so I'm pretty good on that.
Okay.
But I am going to stick with my recovery, though. Yes. My recovery is a big part of my life, yeah. And I need to stick with my recovery. And Kodak has classes, they have groups, self-esteem groups, PTSD groups, all those groups that I can do during the week when I'm not working.
So you have your own business, so you have your own business cards and everything.
Yes, I do, sir. And I have 4 clients that I had the whole time I was gone from not seeing my PO. I was sitting in those houses every week.
Yes.
And they know where I'm at, and they know my situation, and they are willing to hire me back.
Great. So I guess we can refer to you as an entrepreneur, man, that you have your business class and everything.
I'm saying that
we're very proud of you, that you have this employment and that you have your business cards, and so you can truly make a difference. So at this point, I'm going to see if other board members might have any questions for you. Board members for Ms. Lopez. I don't see any questions at this time for you, therefore we're coming towards the end of your hearing. As we come towards the end of your hearing, this is your hearing. We're going to give you an opportunity to make a final statement to the board before the board goes into discussion, but we're going to ask that you not repeat yourself. Anything else you want to tell the board, ma'am?
No, I think I've said it all, sir. I just thank you guys for your time. Thank you.
Thank you. Now, we're going to ask you to stay on the phone. The board is going into discussion, and in the state of Arizona, we operate under the open meeting laws. Therefore, you can hear everything that the board will say at this time, and then we will come back with the decision of the board. Okay, the board is now in discussion. Our friend, Ms. Lopez, has been a very interesting young lady. She has a future before her, and she's maturing just a little bit, and I believe that she's ready to get back out. As long as she's still on that medicine, I think she'll be fine. If she get off that medicine, then she will have a challenge. So I hope that she will stay on that medication, work, and be successful in the future. I think it would be best at this time, as much as she's going to come out next month at any rate, according to information provided by the Department of Correction and information that she has as well, just a little more than a month from now. I think it would be best if she just complete that, stay on that medication, stay on that plan, continue to work on that plan, with getting ready for her business, preparing herself to come out and be successful, and above all, staying on medication. Therefore, as one board member, I think it would be best if she would remain in and complete and stay on medication while she's incarcerated. But that's my belief, but I want to congratulate the other board members.
Second.
Okay, I didn't quite remember, but I do move to find that Ms. Hernandez violated terms of abuse and supervision and relations she had, lapsed into criminal ways in as much as she did abscond for some 55 days. I will move to revoke a community supervision based upon the second. And now, Mr. Johnson, Honorable Mr. Johnson.
Agreed.
Motion by myself, seconded by the Honorable Mr. Johnson, the Honorable Mr. Neal, the Honorable Mr. Carruthers, the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse. Okay, now, Ms. Lopez, your community supervision has been revoked. However, as we stated, based on information that we have, you're going to be released on August the 19th. We wish you the best, and we hope to never see or hear that you're in arms again. This will end your hearing. Thanks so much for your participation, ma'am.
Thank you.
And please put the CO3 back on the phone.
Thank you.